Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I have witnessed, as you have, case after case in recent years of churches that exploded with growth, and then there was some crisis, and everything came crashing down. And you can usually assume, and then have the evidence back it up, that it was a lot of next big thing kind of thinking that went on, and that everything was built around one man and his vision, and frankly, his ambition. And then it all came crashing down. And we were not, you know, this is why we have mutual accountability, why pastors aren't kings. This is why people are meant to live out their Christian lives together in the body of Christ and not as lone rangers. We need each other. We need to be kind of taken out of the woodshed from time to time. We need to be comforted. We need to be rebuked. We need to be challenged and encouraged. This only happens because the Lord cares about us. He disciplines those whom he loves. And I just think that so often in the church today, we mimic the culture in looking for headlines. Who's the next big thing? What's the next big thing? What's the next movement that'll really take our Christian life to the next level? This can even happen when you go to a good conference. You know, you go and you hear these speakers and you hear the music, and it's the sort of thing that you can't really recreate when you come back to your church and you've got people who sing off key, and you have a preacher who's faithful. He preaches the word, but he's not all that spectacular. You know, we get to the place eventually where we become cynical about things to the point where we can't live with our own family. We can't live with our own church. We can't live with our own callings. We have to find something more spectacular, something that will give us more meaning and significance. And this restlessness actually is keeping us stunted. It's making it so that we live in perpetual adolescence. There's a time for children to be easily distracted by colors and movement. But now in our culture, you know, we walk around, I'm talking about myself here, we walk around with phones in our pockets, constant interruptions, more easily interrupted by immediate trivia than we are by long-term relationships. We need to grow up. And to grow up, we need to develop habits that are more consistent with maturity.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.